Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The great John Fanta of College Basketball on Fox and More joins us now. What's up, buddy?
What is happening, Mr. Wilson? Thank you so much. It's great to be with you. A lot happening right now. Hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. I saw you were grilling.
I was grilling and I was day drunk yesterday. Didn't even intend to, buddy boy, but man, it was hot outside. The beverages were flowing. And by about 5 o'clock, I sat down in a chair and I was like, ooh, I think we...
What's your beverage of choice?
Oh, this weekend I went heavy on the Coors Banquet and Dos Equis.
Wow.
John, he's been on a Coors Banquet run. So it's continued.
6 months.
It's continued on.
Man, that is how you set the tone to summertime. That is big time. I'm going to share with you guys. Not often, but if I were to have a choice, I might be old school in this. I'm not sure, but, I like a Rolling Rock in the green glass bottle.
So that's nice. But John, now you have a kid, so there goes your drinking.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at in life now.
Is
I was
that
like,
how it works?
Yeah. I've had like 3 drinks in 2.5 years now, John.
Wow.
Unless you're that committed. Is... Maybe you're more committed than I am. But I never...
You got a word for that, by the way.
I couldn't...
Yeah, I think it's commitment.
We got meetings for that, too. Yeah, because you don't want to deal with the hangover the next day. You can't possibly do it.
Well, you can't be a lightweight, too. You got to... I mean, you can't have one pop just to put you at ease a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, maybe one. But at that point... what are we doing here, John? I'd rather have a Diet Coke.
Until probably... Except the pandemic. I was pretty good until the pandemic of like, I didn't want the girls to see me drinking or whatever. And then the pandemic happened and I'm like, I will be having a cocktail or two a day. Like, you're just going to have to... If I'm going to have to sit here and homeschool you, you're going to get... We're going to normalize some things
You're going to learn some things about the real world with us in our houses right now. I think we were all resorting to whatever we possibly could.
You're going to learn how dad gets by dealing in a house of four beautiful, loving women, of course.
Here's how dad gets through Cleveland sports, everybody.
Well, let's start there. I didn't love the Sunday lineup against Tarik Skubal. It felt like punting on an important divisional matchup. JP didn't have a problem with it. Where do you stand on it?
Well, the Guardians have one glaring problem, and they do have some other things. I would say it this way. They have played far from their best baseball, and they're 29-24 and occupying the top AL wild card spot. They're evened up with Minnesota, so... You know, they're either 1A or 1B, and there's a lot of summer left. I mean, I think what's interesting is 11 American League teams right now have at least a 23% chance to make the playoffs. In other words, there's still so much to be figured out, and a lot of teams have kind of hovered around things in that wild card. The extra slot with the 3 slots means that there's just more parity, and you're going to see more drama. But the Guardians' problem is the number 2 hitter in the lineup. You know, I had a big problem with Sunday's lineup. I mean, I'm not in favor of punting anything, nor alone against Tarik Skubal. I know that they were outmatched. I know that had they sent out their best lineup, that they still probably would have been outmatched. But for me, the number two hitter in the lineup is a problem for Cleveland. Number two hitters, whoever's hitting second in this lineup, if you combine the stats, heading into yesterday's series opener against the Dodgers, were hitting 172 with 54 strikeouts on the season. That's too many. It's too many strikeouts, and it's a terrible batting average. And I know batting average doesn't tell the full story, but a .172 after Stephen Kwan, for that to be the combined average in between Stephen Kwan and Jose Ramirez, it's too vital of a slot. Now, if you look back at the playoffs last year, who was hitting second for the Guardians? David Fry, who's about to come back. But I think that this ball club right now is in an interesting predicament because, number one, they don't have a solid second hitter. They have a terrific 1 and 3. I think the top hitter in the lineup, you know, he's, I don't want to say regressed, but it's hard for him to just be superhuman at times. The problem that they have is, what's going to happen here when Fry, who is exclusively a designated hitter, you know, comes back because of Kyle Manzardo and the first base that he's playing and the job that he's doing for this team? How does Carlos Santana fit into this equation? And then the elephant in the room is right field. I mean, I think the sooner that C.J. Cephas, Chase DeLauder, you're going to see these guys come up. Chase DeLauder is on his way, and I don't think he solves every problem. I also think it's unfair to say that either one of them solves all kinds of problems. But I will say this. I'm getting tired of watching Jonkenzie Noel, and I'm getting tired of watching Nolan Jones try to hit the baseball. It isn't working, and this team is talented enough to be a playoff team, but I think this ball club is going to look a whole lot different a month and 10 days from now than they look like right now.
Yeah, John, that's what I'm hanging on to, too. I mean, you bring Cephas up, you bring DeLauder up, Bieber will come back, Means will be there as well, and it's going to be just a different team. And I think once you get just a little bit more pop and a little bit more,
and
the lineup will look different, it'll feel different, I think it's going to be a much better team.
JP, you're right. I mean, the lineup has to be better. And if you remember last year, how did this team win the Central Division? Everyone's like, well, it was pitching. Yeah, but in the first half of the season, it was because they were able to answer. And even as the year went on, you know, even in the playoffs, I mean, yeah, they lost that series to the Yankees. But if you remember those games, what was so striking was their offense could always pick them up. And could find a way to pick them up, even though it was smaller ball. But, you know, the Noel home run that won it for them, those types of things happened all throughout last season. Last night, you could feel it even a little bit. If you watch that game closely, Cleveland had multiple situations, even when they were down 6-2. You know, I think the thing that maddened me, I don't know how closely you guys were watching, but they had Angel Martinez. Angel Martinez tried to lay down a bunt with a runner at second base and one out. What are we doing? Like, enough with the bunting. You know, swing the bat. Angel Martinez has actually been I've actually been encouraged by his overall production at the plate.
Yeah, John, the radio call was funny. I was listening to Tom, and he was just like, is he showing signs of bunt right now? He was flabbergasted.
Yeah, like, I just... There are some things that I've been a little bit, you know, perplexed by, and that's one of those things because he's one of the better bats going for them. But it does feel like last year, this team made the playoffs because they really had lineup depth. And obviously, Lane Thomas, and it wasn't part of the equation in the first half, and David Fry, you know, has been hurt this year, and now they're just getting Thomas back. We'll see. But it does feel like for several years, Nick, JP, agree or disagree, you know, this outfield has been a revolving door situation of like, are we going to be able to find three constant guys that are delivering? And yet again here this season, not to say they don't have some options, DeLauder's health, knock on wood, is obviously the elephant in the room, but you just wish that you could walk into a season or that you could at some point get to a point this season. I think that's the key for this ball club is, can they get to a point where you really do feel good about the outfield? Because right now, it's still a mystery machine.
John, looking to the Browns, OTAs beginning today. We're going to, you know, hear from the team tomorrow. We got the four-headed quarterback Hydra here. What chance do you give the quarterback competition to actually work out this year?
Hmm. Well, I still think that this is a football team. I mean, I'm going to say this right now, and I really hope I'm wrong, but you know, I think that the Browns are going to be good for 4 to 6 wins this upcoming season. I don't have these high hopes. Call me a pessimist, but Dylan Gabriel's not going to be the week one starter, and I'd be surprised if Shedeur Sanders was the week one starter either. I'm not a big fan of having either one of them, you know, start that soon. I do think we're going to see Sanders at some point because of a number of different reasons, but I just think that we will. I think that it's in the Browns' best interest to start Joe Flacco week one. The Browns are much closer to being a bottom feeder in the league than they are to being one of the 5 to 10 best teams in the NFL. So based on where they stand, like, obviously I want to say differently, guys, but I think that the writing is on the wall with this football team. And to me, unless Kenny Pickett, you know, knocks everybody's socks off and really has an amazing camp, then it's going to be hard for me to not say Joe Flacco's your week one guy. And you could say, well, you know, is he going to be able to recreate the magic that he had now 2 years ago? I don't know the answer to that question, but I feel better about that than I do by ruining a rookie that soon, or, you know, throwing Kenny Pickett out there who if you throw Kenny Pickett and Flacco and you never tried it again with Flacco, there's a part of me, too, that's kicking myself as well. So I think that the Browns are going to try to put up a front. I also think that it's important across the board. Like, this whole notion of not doing anything at all during the preseason, how did that work out last year? It was clear in week one against Dallas. I mean, you can't go – even Stefanski said it last week in the interviews. I thought it was really telling. Whenever any of the hosts on your network and on the other radio network that he did an interview with, every time they brought up last year, he said, yeah, you really can't take anything from last year, because without saying it, he said it was a mess. You know, he basically admitted that it was a mess, which it was. It was a complete mess. And I actually found Kevin to be very refreshing last week. Like, I want him to be successful, because I think he gets Cleveland. I think his family has settled in nicely, and I think I do still think he's a good coach. But this is a loaded question that I have for you guys, and I'm sure you're going to ask, and we'll talk about as the weeks go on. When you know what the writing on the wall is with this football team, which I truly believe their ceiling's like, I'm going to say 7 or 8 wins. I don't think they're a playoff team. Would you guys agree with me on that?
Yeah.
Or do you disagree? So if that's the ceiling, how do you properly judge a veteran coach?
I mean, I think if you're an offensive head coach, I think you grade him off the offense, no?
Yeah, I agree with that. Because if the offense is that terrible, and if it's as bad as it was this past year, then he's not going to continue on. I don't think any coach would have 2 back-to-back years of it. I just think that's what's going to be interesting about this is, obviously, we break down every single thing, every single game, because it's interesting and it's compelling. But what is the metric for success going to be? You asked me about the quarterback situation. My vote is Flacco. I don't know where either of you two side heading into like a week one situation. But my thing is, like, I'm really curious to say, okay, what's the metric for success for this team, and what determines if Kevin Stefanski and this regime is back in 2026?
John, we got a boogie, buddy, but always great catching up with you, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday at 4.
Thank you, fellas, and JP, maybe mixing a beer every now and then, and I guess Nick, maybe mixing a water every now and then with your banquet. See
gotta
you guys.
Stay hydrated. I did have that problem over the weekend. John Fanta on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline joins us every single Tuesday at 4 p.m. Albert Breer now at 4:40. We'll react what John had to say about the quarterback competition and the chance he gives it to actually work out this year for the Browns. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I think what's fascinating about it is working out probably means something different for each one of those quarterbacks. To me, if you start Joe Flacco, just to comment on what John said, if you start Joe Flacco week one, it means you understand you're in the lower part of the NFL, but you're trying to play yourself to the middle of the NFL this year, which I think would certainly be If you're trying real hard to win eight games, I think that'd be certainly a philosophy considering what that means for the quarterback spot long term.
It seems very unlikely that that's the route that they would go, but yeah, that you're really trying for that 7-8-9 win season just to give yourself any chance of life. And just what they're trying to avoid is having back-to-back 3-win seasons, which can be disastrous.
Well, it can, but I don't know. There's a part of me like, listen, I think the roster, I think if they were not as bound up by some contract.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Facts. I think this roster would be a lot younger, but they got a lot of guys who just can't cut yet. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big part of this year of like, there's probably 10 veterans who once you get into next year, you can either post June 1 or you can just cut them straight up and save a lot of money. So for those 10 veterans, this year is about, will you be here beyond this or not? Reclaiming your career or whatever you want to call it. So, like, there's a part of them that this is as good as they could do in terms of picking a lane. At the same point, like, Joe Flacco, all right, you're trying to win eight games. So if you're trying to win eight games, you win three games. It's much worse than if you play even Kenny Pickett and the ass falls out of this thing. Because at some point, I'm just going to go, like, with Kenny Pickett, I'm going to go, well, yeah, it's Kenny Pickett. Like, they tried. They thought he could work within their system.
Yeah, maybe they blamed the Steelers' offense and thought maybe there was something there.
He just didn't.
Yeah.
Right? Or with the rookies.
Which should be the expectation, by the way, with Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, with the rookies. Oh, yeah, you're a late third-rounder, mid-fifth round pick, if either of them start a bulk of the games and it doesn't work out, I'll go, well, okay, that was certainly one of the more likely possibilities here. But like, I give it an okay chance of working out. I just think working out is relative. Like, if a rookie can win the job, even if you don't win a lot of games, that is working out. That is one way that this works out. If Kenny Pickett starts all 17 games and you go 5-12, well, you got a definitive answer on Kenny Pickett, and you don't have to do the Daniel Jones thing of paying him after one good year, right?
Oh, okay. So I was trying to figure out how binary this was in regards to whether or not, like, is it just you solved your quarterback problem or you didn't solve your quarterback problem? You know, like, if we want to look at the end of this season, and if they have their franchise quarterback, great. That obviously means it worked out. But even if you find out that Kenny Pickett isn't it in a 5-win season, is that really having it work out?
Yeah, I mean, because 5 wins probably gets you the 10th pick, and then that and the Jacksonville pick will allow you to trade up. So yeah, I mean,
But like in regards to Kenny Pickett, it's not as if I need to find out whether or not Kenny Pickett can play football or not.
Well, I think the Browns do.
I don't know. It was a 5th round pick, so like I'm not as beholden to the idea that they need to find out that answer with Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, well, okay, but I would rather that than finding out the answer with 40-year-old Joe Flacco.
Well, for sure,
which is weird because I do not want to watch Kenny quarterback any games for the Browns this
year. I'd rather find it out with the two guys that you drafted too. But even within that context, like I mean, does it have to be all encompassing? Like we either have our franchise quarterback or we don't in order to dictate whether or not this was working out.
Yeah. I mean, I think the ultimate definition of did it work out is you have a clear path going forward. So that means either Shador, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel do enough to take the job going forward, or nobody does a good job and you're in a position to draft a quarterback next year. So to me, I think there's a hell of a chance that works out. Like now granted, it's the NFL. You can always sell. Now we got to find out more of what we have in Shador, Dylan Gabriel, or Kenny Pickett, or what have you. But more often than not, there's no restrictor plate on Kenny or the rookies. So if they're good enough to see the field, they will see the field.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, if they don't play, that's as clear a sign as anything. If this is just Joe Flacco and they go 5-12, that's a pretty strong indictment on the young quarterbacks.
Yeah, that means they didn't take the job.
And so, the two kind of, I guess the two gravitational forces at play are: can any of these four quarterbacks be, or really three of the four quarterbacks be the guy long term? And I think you're going to have enough. It doesn't mean definitive, but you're going to have enough to make your informed decision on. And the other is, how bad are we and how far up the draft are we? Is that the 1 pick? Are we the 5 pick and have to trade up? And I think both those things are connected. And I think one way or another, like
there is the splitting of the baby that could happen here too.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're talking about 7-10.
Six and 11 or 7-10, and then you're just not sure about the quarterback.
Oh, I think if you're 7-10, you trade up and get a quarterback next year. Yeah.
Well, it looks different for every quarterback, right? Like Drake May, for instance, won, 5 games last year? Like it can look different for different quarterbacks.
Well, yeah,
teams.
But if Dylan Gabriel wins 5 games this year.
No, but it's part of what John was doing this in the context of Kevin Stefanski, but I think it's interesting in this conversation. He was doing it in the context of, with Stefanski, how do we possibly judge him when the team isn't that good? And then basically what he was saying is, how do you win a hand of poker with 5-7 offsuit? How do we accurately judge these quarterbacks based off the idea that the talent around him isn't going to be that great?
Yeah, okay, I get it. At the same point, he's the quarterback whisperer. And everybody in that room fits his system.
No, but you
can't go back to the old line of, well, you know.
I'm not making this about Stefanski. I'm trying to make this about the quarterbacks, though. Like, okay. If I'm using Drake May as the example there, where Drake May, they knew they had the franchise quarterback, but they still only won 5 games, and it still didn't look good from a win-loss perspective. If you have that same recipe here, where you have someone that goes 5 or 6 wins, but it looks like, I think you can tell whether or not somebody can be your franchise quarterback, even if they're not piling up wins.
216-474-0092. What chance do you give the quarterback competition to work out for the Browns this year? We'll ask Albert Breer that and a host of questions about NFL rules that did and didn't change last week at the owners' meetings in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. It is Tuesday, and on Tuesdays we get to talk to one of our favorite guests, Usually at 5:20. Today, we got him at 4:40. The great Albert Breer joins us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Albert, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Oh, I mean, we're right in the summer mode, buddy. I feel like that engaged over the weekend. I'm not sure if that's how it felt for you.
It felt like what over the weekend?
Like summer mode engaged. And this summer, Nick Wilson's here.
Well, I think we got the weather that you might have gotten earlier in the week. So, like, yesterday was okay, but it was like 45 and like raining here on Saturday and Sunday, which wasn't great. But
it was like 70 and sunny here. Oh, yeah. I never get to brag about weather.
I think you guys had what we had like a couple days before, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that stunk.
Yeah, Albert, yeah, I look that, like a tomato right now. It's great.
That was our Memorial Day weekend. So it's great now. It's phenomenal now. But it's it's Tuesday, so that's what it is.
Albert, we got a million things to ask you about, but I guess we'll start here. We were just talking about what chance we give the Browns quarterback competition to work out in 2025, and there's a few different ways to maybe diagnose that or break that down, but if we just said, like, what chance, and maybe for you, what constitutes the Browns quarterback competition working out in 2025?
I would say just having a winning answer at the position, you know, and having it be definitive enough where it's, well, you want it to be a tough decision, right? Like, because you want to have good competition in the room, but you want to have somebody that you feel comfortable with going for 17 games and not some sort of plan where it's like, okay, like, well, the rookies are here and the veterans are here and the veterans are good enough for now, but we hope, like, by week 8 or 9, the rookie is taking this spot. You want a better answer than that, you know? So, that could be one of the rookies. It could be one of the vets, you know? Like, but I would say, like, really, like, what you're looking for is to be able to get I don't know. I guess like the bar for me would be kind of like the way Joe Flacco played down the stretch, you know, in 2023. It's like, can you get that level of quarterback play? If you can clear that bar, I think based on where you are and the options you had in front of you, I don't think that's a horrible result. It just wasn't a great year to be looking for a quarterback, guys. I think everybody knows that, right? The Matthew Stafford option came off the table pretty quickly for everybody. Aaron Rodgers is still floating around out there, and the draft wasn't great at the position, you know? And so, the Browns, like the Giants, inquired on moving up to number one. But, you know, the Titans, once they made their decision that Cam could be the guy, weren't going to move off of there. So, you're sort of making do with what was kind of a tough year to be looking for a quarterback overall. And again, like, I think, like, if you want to talk about making, you know, chicken salad out of chicken, you know what, like 2023 would be the example of being able to do that.
Well, and that kind of leads into something we talked about last week with your report that you had. And so we're dying to get more info out of you with Chris Olave and the Browns and the connection there. And so, like if you're going to go after Olave and you're going to add up the receiver room, especially with what we saw them do in the draft, that had to have been with Kirk Cousins in mind or something, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, honestly, like, the Steelers or the Saints shut that down so fast that, like, I don't know how serious that ever got on either side. You know, and there were a couple teams that inquired on Olave. And the idea of it, I think, you know, is intriguing. Now, he's got the concussion issue, which you've got to get a good read on that, like, and kind of where he's at. But, you know, I loved him as a player at Ohio State. I think, obviously, a lot of people that are listening right now are real familiar with how good he can be. And so, you know, would that, if the Saints didn't shut it down, have progressed to, like, really serious talks? Maybe, maybe not. But I don't think it, like, gives you any sort of insight into what they were going to be doing at quarterback or whether or not they would have been more serious about going and getting a Kirk Cousins, mainly because the Cousins situation was really complicated by the money part of it and the Falcons driving a really hard bargain that I think, like, sort of was to save face on their end. So, I would just take the Olave thing for what it was, which was inquiring on a really good on a player who's got a chance to be really, really good, and nothing, I don't think, connected to what they were doing at quarterback.
Albert, given what the quarterback room actually looks like now and people like myself are seeing a 3 or 4 win team, I'm just curious, like, will the Browns still be in play for those kind of moves if they pop up in camp or heading into the season?
I mean, I think they're open to anything. You know, camp and in-season are two different things, right? Like, because I think, you know, camp, it's sort of like, okay, like, is this guy going to be a piece for us for the next 3 or 4 years? Like, for example, like, you know, Marshawn Lattimore, when the Saints acquired him, or the Commanders acquired him from the Saints last year, you know, that was sort of a move that was for 2024, but also for the future because he was under contract for a few years. So, like, if you're doing something in camp, I would think it would be for a piece like that. Like, this is a building block. This is a guy who we think is better than the picks we're giving up for him and somebody that we can have around for a while. You know, once you get in season, I think things change a little bit just in that so much is going to be, you know, done relative to your own record, you know. And, like, if you're 1-4, you're less likely to make a trade for a piece than you would be if you were 4-1. And if you get to like 6 or 7-1, maybe you're more willing to do the 1 year rental thing where there's no assurance that you're going to have a guy back after the end of the year. So I just think, you know, once we get to, you know, that reporting date for training camp at the end of July, we're talking about a whole bunch of different elements being in play with each and every trade possibility there is out there. And a lot of it, I think, again, relates to the point in the calendar you're in and where your team's at.
Do you feel like it's likely that they get rid of either Flacco or Pickett by the time we are done with training camp? Is that before training camp even gets underway? Like, what do you think the timeline is there?
Well, in a weird way, it like kind of like feels to me like that's going to ride on how the rookies come along. You know, I mean, I know people want to, you know, ask the question, is Shedeur Sanders going to start this year? It's funny that nobody's asking that question about Dylan Gabriel, even though he was drafted higher than him.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, but I think the first thing you have to figure out is whether or not you'd be comfortable with those guys as a backup, you know? And like, that's a big question, you know, like, yeah, like, so is a guy ready to, you know, be the only other quarterback that's going to dress on Sunday where if there's a fire drill situation, your starter gets hurt, he's going to be ready to go out there and run the offense and run the huddle with a bunch of grown men in the huddle with him. Like that's a pretty big question, you know, like, so, you know, I think that's the first thing you got to ask when you're talking about the fate of the veterans is like whether or not you keep Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco as a backup really is going to ride on the readiness of one of the rookies or both of the rookies' ability to play that role as a backup quarterback.
Albert, a big talking point heading into the owners' meetings was the Lions playoff seating change proposal. That was pulled for a vote on Wednesday before they could actually vote on it. Just why was that pulled when it seemed like there had been some momentum to have a vote on that at this latest rendition of the owners' meetings?
Because they want to keep it alive, and they knew there wasn't enough support for it. So why put it through a vote where it was going to become public inevitably if it gets voted down? And this is a big initiative for the league office. And I think, you know, to me, like maybe the most interesting part of this was like when the discussion went to the floor, the Rams COO, Kevin Demoff, you know, stood up and basically said, we need to figure out like what we're trying to do here. Like, are we trying to create more excitement at the end of the season and create more exciting matchups? Or are we trying to be fair? Because those two things don't necessarily, you know, work together all the time. And I think, you know, there's no question that like if you had an open seating format, you'd probably create more for teams, for individual teams to play for in week 17 and 18. And that would probably mean you would have less, you'd have less of a less like fewer teams sitting their starting quarterbacks, sitting key players in week 18, which would make for more excitement in week 18. So that's why the NFL wants to do it. That's what the league office is, you know, sort of concerned in. They look at each of the 272 games as pieces of real estate that they can sell. Like, okay, like how do we make more of those games more exciting? The flip side of it is the fairness side of it, which is, look, like these teams are competing in very different environments, you know. And for example, like the NFC East this year plays the NFC North and the AFC West. In those two divisions, there are six playoff teams, okay? And I don't need to go through every one of those. You guys know how hard that schedule would be. Meanwhile, the NFC West plays the two South divisions. And those two divisions have, I think it's five teams that had 12 or more losses last year and only two playoff teams. So, like, let's say the Eagles, through that gauntlet of a schedule, win 11 games, and the Niners, through a schedule where they're going to be playing eight teams from the two South divisions, win 12 games. What's more impressive? Is it the Eagles with 11 or is it the Niners with 12? It's probably the Eagles with 11, right? And that to me is the problem, is that it's the fairness element of it. Like, you know, these teams are not competing in the same environment because everybody doesn't play everybody. And so that led to like more of a big picture discussion. Do we need to rethink the divisions? Do we need to rethink their scheduling formula? And I think a lot of this is sort of pointed not just at 2026, but also probably more so when they go to 18 games. So, I think the reason that they don't vote on it is to continue the conversation into 2026. And, you know, I think a lot of this is going to be those big picture thoughts that people really weren't talking about coming out of that. Is like, I know, you know, there was one team president who basically said to the guys at the league office, hey, if we're going to be redoing the schedule, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that. I want to have a voice in it. So there's like real big box discussion going on about what's going to happen with the schedule and the structure of all of that. When they go to 18 games in a couple of years.
Albert, no TJ Watt at practice for the Steelers today in their OTAs. He's obviously entering the last year of his contract situation. Is there anything we can read into that? And we talked about like midseason trades potentially. If this goes sideways for Pittsburgh, is he on the table there?
I mean, I don't think so. I just don't know how you would get the kind of return that, I mean, look, like if we're talking about in season, that's something else, you know, like that would mean the Steelers season has collapsed and they don't, you know, like, and now they're moving on and, you know, like, and then somebody else comes in, maybe then you get the correct value, but it'd be really hard to get proper value for a guy who means as much as he does to the Steelers when he's 31 years old and in a contract year, you know? So I don't know what somebody would put in front of them that would make them move. They're sort of leveraged in this spot where it's like, okay, like we've got, you know, TJ Watt at 31, we've got Minkah Fitzpatrick at 29, we've got Cam Hayward at the end of his career, we just traded for DK Metcalf, who's going on to his third contract. They're really kind of, you know, they've built a core that's built for right now. And, you know, so I don't know that it would make any sense for them to trade him. These things oftentimes can get ugly early. That's sort of the new thing now, right? Like with the penalties for skipping training camp practices being as severe as they are, more guys have kind of gotten militant in the spring to try to make their point in the spring so they don't have to incur the fines that come with sitting out in the summer. And so I think this is probably just a simple negotiating move by TJ Watt, and we'll see what happens.
Albert, we get about 45 seconds. Why are teams fully guaranteeing the first round pick contracts this year?
It's a good question. I know they're not doing it out of the goodness of their hearts.
What? That's for sure. They're just so giving those billionaires.
I think part of it probably has to do with cash flow. You know what I mean? Like, and you know, for some of the teams, if you are paying out like big bonus money or whatever to some of your veteran players, and this is really in the weeds when it comes to financials of teams, but if you're paying out like big bonus numbers to veteran players, and you want to kind of cut down your cash flow on the back end and maybe save a few million on how you're paying your rookies. Well, you know, if you're asking that for that from an agent, like, hey, can we defer $2 million here or whatever? Well, they're going to be looking for a give back, and that would be one way to get it. So my guess would be like it's something like that. I just haven't looked enough into it to really give you guys a definitive answer.
Albert, great stuff, buddy. Enjoy the beginning of summer. If this weekend's weather, that means you're if you're getting this weekend's weather now, enjoy it. It was a beaut.
We're going good now. Yes, I'm about to head out to youth baseball. Should be a good night.
All right, enjoy it, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Albert.
Albert Breer there, the MMQB on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We got to react to what he had to say. We've also got the lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun
and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.